Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. It is the best time of year here in Sacramento. The weather is starting to cool, the leaves are starting to turn, and if you love good food, there are food festivals. There's a lot to take in, from Oktoberfest celebrations, the Armenian Food Festival, the Serbian Food Festival, not to mention local harvest festivals, Apple Hill, and then, of course, the one and only Greek Food Festival. This Friday kicks off 3 days of food, drinks, desserts, music, dancing, lots of performances at the Greek Orthodox Church in Sacramento. And this year, the Greek community is celebrating a big milestone, 60 years. Joining us to tell us all about this weekend's Greek Fest are two volunteers, Koula Giannoulias and Julie Mamalis. Welcome to you both. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
60 years. This is wonderful. I mean, taking a trip down memory lane, I want to just start off from just what makes the Greek Fest so special and so inviting. Koula, I'll start with you.
Well, let's start with the food. I think that really draws people in. People always ask me, where can I get good Greek food in town? And this is it. We have authentic recipes from our volunteers. Many of them were born in Greece. Some were raised in Greece. And then they pass those recipes down. So we have delicious, you know, Grecian chicken and lamb chops, and not to mention the pastries that are made with a lot of butter and honey and love. So I think the food draws people in. And I also hope it's the hospitality. Julie and I, you know, have been volunteers there a long time. We put our heart and soul into this, and we truly welcome people to the Greek Fest as if it is our home, as if it is a party that we're hosting. So it's very similar to the parties in the Greek villages of Greece in the center of town. And I think the fun, the food, and the hospitality is what keeps them coming back year after year.
Yeah, I have been. I went last year as well. And the food, of course, is amazing. But it's really just such a warm, welcoming environment. For everyone. Julie, I mean, you've been part of the Sacramento Greek community for quite some time.
I have. Came to Sacramento as an infant, so I grew up in the church and all the beauty that came with it.
Yeah. When you take a look back at the Greek Fest, you know, 60 years now, how do you reflect on why it's so special?
Koula mentioned Greek hospitality, I think, is part of it. Greek people are proud to share in their food, in their music, in their culture. We have a very rich culture, and I think sharing that is part of what we love to do.
And you've been volunteering since 1963?
Well, yeah, pretty much. 1963, I had infant children and was bringing them along, and I danced in a fledgling dance group that did performances. Very basic, simple compared to how things are today. We've come a long way, and it's just a prideful thing to be able to take part.
It must also be so meaningful to see, you know, generation after generation take part in the Greek festival.
Yes, Julie's children and grandchildren, I see them.
Three generations.
Yes, yeah. Coming to the church, maybe four generations soon, we hope. Of course, every Greek yaya hopes for that. And if you were to go down to the kitchen right now, I mean, there are a lot of Greeks helping out, and it'll be yaya, you know, the grandmother, papu, the grandfather, and then their kids, grandkids, and even the little ones are coming around. So it is so special to have all those generations. Our most senior volunteer is 95 years old. She's been there since the beginning. She still helps with the pastry. So we're committed. It's usually a lifelong commitment for the Greeks.
And it does take like a Sacramento Greek village to put this together. You have like 400 volunteers that are working very hard this week. Can you peel back the curtain and let us know just kind of what they're doing right now, the hard work that they're doing to put on a great festival?
Well, the kitchen is a buzz. We had thousands of people, so just the kitchen is an amazing place where we produce wonderful things. We're blessed with people in our community who all have different talents. Mm-hmm. We have artists whose artwork you will see on display. We have a wonderful church choir. We will be doing a mini concert on Saturday and Sunday in the church. Presenting beautiful Greek hymns. There's nothing more beautiful than Byzantine hymnology. And we will be preceded by our priest talking a little bit about the Orthodox faith, answering questions that people may have. So I think we try to cover pretty much all aspects of Greece from the beginning, ancient Greece. We have beautiful we have beautiful ancient panels that it's a depiction of ancient Greece. And one of our wonderful artists, a couple of artists, created these panels. We use them year after year. I personally do a museum. It's a pictorial, informational items also are on display. It's a prideful thing.
Yeah. I mean, you just said you're welcoming or planning to welcome like thousands of people this weekend. I mean, I go back to like the first year of the Greek Fest, and I can only imagine how much it's grown over the last six decades. Why do you think it has stood the test of time?
And we really don't take that for granted because we know of other festivals that have not made it. So to stand here 60 years later, we are incredibly grateful to the community for that. And that's part of our theme this weekend is expressing that gratitude. I do think it's the food. We have great food, but I think it's the commitment of our volunteers and then just the atmosphere. People come out and they get carried away. People who don't dance get out there. They've had a little ouzo. They're on the dance floor and they stay from morning until evening. It's beautiful now out on the grounds across from McKinley Park. So I do think it's that taste of that amazing travel to the Greek islands. Not all of us are able to do that. So you can enjoy that for one weekend.
Are you feeling that it's like the 60th anniversary or is this just another Greek fest for the two of you?
60 years flew by. Absolutely flew by. We went from a one day, very simple festival. And I think with every passing year, we add a little. We make improvements. We see what needs improving, what maybe needs to be taken off. It's just a work in progress. I think we never feel like we've finished.
Yeah.
I think we're always trying to perfect it.
In the last few minutes that we have, I'm curious, okay, if you're a first timer and you're like, I'm going to be going to the Greek Fest this weekend, give us some your top three like must try foods. Where should they head first?
I would say gyro. I love a gyro. Yeah. We have a very authentic and committed gyro team. I mean, they battle over the tzatziki sauce. They battle over the recipe. Greeks are very passionate. So that's how you know it'll be good. At the bar, we're serving the Greek lemon blast. It's our new signature cocktail. So I would pop by. Or if, you know, if you don't drink, we have these imported sodas that are delicious. And I love loukoumades, these fried honey-drenched dough balls. They're like little mini donuts and they're made fresh on site. So I would say line up for loukoumades. What about you, Julie?
You know, I love the evening hours at the festival. I love our patio area with the lights. It feels very much like being in Greece. We have everything but the seaside. I think everything's there. It's especially beautiful to see the church stained glass windows at night. The light emanating from the church. It's like looking at a gigantic mural that's absolutely beautiful. So my favorite time is the evening hours and sitting out on the platea, the patio, with all the beautiful umbrella. Very Greek-like. It has a very authentic Greek feeling.
That's wonderful. And especially, I would think, during sunset, too, would be beautiful.
Live music, performances, and we do free Greek dance lessons. So you can come out and learn how to do it. And, you know,
it's just a lot of fun. Yeah.
Logistically, parking can be tricky. Off Alhambra Boulevard, do you have any advice?
Yes, we have free shuttles. So if you go to our website, sacramentogreekfestival.com, you can get all of the remote parking lots and then the free parking shuttle information. If you live in East Sac, walk over, ride your bike. But that is always a challenge, although it's such a great, fun, vibrant area. We hope you'll be patient with us on that and enjoy it once you get in the ground.
Well, it's clearly not turning people away if you're going to be welcoming thousands of people this weekend. You know, finally, at the heart of this, I mean, proceeds are going to benefit charities in the community, Kula. I mean, who are some of these charities that will benefit from this festival?
Every year we pick a different charity, and it's usually a children's related charity. We've done things with Shriners and the Children's Receiving Home. Those are two that we've always supported. And then we also operate our church operations, which many of them are focused on giving back to our local community. Many of them, again, focused on children's aspect. So it is a 100% volunteer. Everything goes back to our charitable operations and a contribution to a local charity as well.
Well, Kua and Julie, thank you so much. Thank you for all the hard work.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
See you there.
For a great time. That is Kua Giannoulias and Julie Mamalis, the volunteers.
Very good.
Thank you. Volunteers with the Sacramento Greek Food Festival. And you can find all of the information on the Greek Food Fest this weekend, capradio.org/insight. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us, insight@capradio.org. Thank you to managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Claire Morgan and Chris Hagen. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Chris Feltz. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.